gifts as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and Fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom. Good Sabbath.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest this morning is our good friend Joan Vion, and she's put together a DVD, which we do carry, entitled When the Central Banks Rule the World. And ladies and gentlemen, we're moving from a condition of freedom towards fascism, and certainly the central banks are an important part of this movement that is moving us in the direction of a one-world government, a one-world financial system, a one-world currency, and eventually a one-world religion, because, of course, the whole movement towards world government is energized by powerful spiritual forces. But you've heard me say that many times, and I'm sure you want to hear what Joan Vion has to say. Hi, Joan. How are you doing?
Good morning, Dr. Stan. So good to be on your show.
Well, you pick up the story and run with it, because you've been to these meetings, for over 100 of them, with the international financiers, and the central banks are one of the major driving forces behind everything going on today, including our own central bank, which we call the Federal Reserve, but it's about as federal as Federal Express. Go right ahead.
Absolutely. Dr. Stan, I think that the American people need to understand that behind government has always been banking and finance. It has always been, especially in America, and I would say since the rise of the central banks in the 16th century, by usury, something which, by the way, the Muslims do not do. They do not charge interest for loans. But it appears that the Europeans and the Americans do. So we have a situation whereby the world has been put under the straitjacket of usury via central banks, which are private corporations that lend to their respective government. Now, the Federal Reserve, and I know your listeners know that it is not federal, and it has no reserves. It's a private corporation. Specifically, we don't know who the current board of directors are or shareholders, because it is a private corporation, and they don't have to give any information. They make their money by printing money out of thin air to lend to the American government, and we then pay them interest on the illusion of money that they have lent us. If that isn't the greatest Ponzi scheme, it puts the Italian mafia to shame, it puts the Russian mafia to shame, and all the others. This is absolutely amazing. And America is under a stranglehold of debt. I mean, it's pretty sad when the Chinese laugh at the promise that their money is safe in America. I mean, hello? Is this not a wake-up call for America and the situation we are in?
And, of course, Joan is talking about when our Secretary of the Treasury, Timothy Geithner, remember the Trilateral Commission, Bilderberger's Council on Foreign Relations Group of 30s, was over there just this last week in China speaking at one of the universities, and he was saying how safe the Chinese money was here invested in the United States and our bonds of various sort, and the students laughed at him because they knew how ridiculous it was. The only people who believe this sort of foolishness about the stability of the dollar are the foolish American people.
Oh, absolutely. We have been, you talk about, you know, people think that the deceit, deception, and distortion of the Garden of Eden only applies to that time way back in the Garden of Eden. It does not. We live in a world which is couched in deceit, deception, and distortion. We live in a pretty evil world, and it is for every person to ask the Lord to show them truth. Show them truth. I know I did that, gosh, it must have been 1990. And I was having my devotions and sitting in the family room, and it occurred to me that I had never asked the Lord to show me truth, but that I had believed my doctor, I had believed my pastor, I had believed TV and the newspapers and what I heard on mainstream radio, but I had never asked the Lord to show me truth. And here I am, you know, so many years later, as God started to wean me off of the worldly lies into understanding truth as I asked him to reveal it to me. Now, having said that, we have entered the evolution of central banking, and this is what the video goes into. It goes into history. It goes into what a central bank is. It shows the evolution of central banking to the point whereby, to be honest with you, presidents and prime ministers and congresses and parliaments are no longer necessary. Because what is happening, what has been happening as a result of the credit crises, is that the final barrier between the countries of the world, the regulatory barrier, and that is the major barrier to transferring all of the remaining financial and economic assets to not only the Federal Reserve, but to other central banks around the world, country by country. So we have a situation whereby it is central banks that are ruling the world. Now, let me just mention something about the barriers between the nation states. For years, I said that all the barriers between the countries of the world had fallen, and that we were in a world governmental system. I was just a little bit wrong. And I was wrong because 10 years ago, in 1999, I was at the Bank for International Settlements, and they unveiled a new organization that they had set up as a result of the the Asian credit crises. And it was called the Financial Stability Forum. And I even did several interviews with the managing director. And he even told me that, look, you know, they were going to try and make sure that nothing big and serious happened to the world. And then he couched his statement by saying, of course, there is no guarantee. Well, he might have been very prophetic in everything that was going to happen over the next 10 years. So they set up the Financial Stability Forum.
Hang on, that's awesome. We'll be back in just a moment with the Joan Beyond right here at the American Freedom Network.
Danny Golden here to tell you about Biondi Jewelers and my good friend Cheryl. At Biondi Jewelers, you get two master jewelers, a certified gemologist, the largest bridal selection in Colorado, and expert service from Cheryl, too. So if you are looking for unique settings and custom design, or you want to replace some missing stones and get that broken jewelry or watch repaired, Biondi is the place to go. Stop by the new location on Arapahoe and Parker Roads in New Corner Star Shopping Center in Aurora. Biondi Diamond Jewelers, 4112 South Parker Road in Aurora, or call 303-680-8725. Oh, one more thing. I've known Cheryl for over 20 years, and she's willing to offer to KHNC listeners a free watch battery, free cleaning, and a free jewelry inspection with the mention of this ad. You must ask for Cheryl. Call her now at 303-680-8725. 303-680-8725.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
All of God's people have a ministry, and it's a trick of our enemy to keep God's people sick and worn out to hinder their ability to minister. We are often judgmental toward people who are addicted to booze, cigarettes, and drugs, but we at the Green Herb have found that most of God's people are unknowingly addicted to the two most addictive products in America, sugar and soda pop. If you have a sickness or disease, or if you're just tired a lot, The Green Herb has an herbal product that is formulated just for you, and it's just $15.95. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest this morning, Joan Vion, and we're talking about her new DVD, When the Central Banks Rule the World. Well, they already do rule the world, but we won't quibble over the terminology there. It's an intriguing title, and of course, the point Joan is trying to make out is that, you know, we all think of our government. I mean, we have congressmen, we have a senator, we have a president, and we have two political parties that fight back and forth, and ladies and gentlemen, it's all showbiz. I mean, the real decisions are and have been made going back to the days of Andrew Jackson's battle with the bank, back in 1832 when he vetoed the charter of the Second Bank of the United States. Has been this battle between the bankers and the people who want to be free. And there have been a few politicians who tried to stand up to them, and of course they've had terrible problems, and many of them have been killed, and you can actually go down through the history of what happened to Congressman McFadden and what happened to Abraham Lincoln. And well, but we'll let Joan go ahead and pick up the story. It's a fascinating story. John Kennedy was going to begin to issue silverback currency, but we couldn't allow that. Go right ahead, Joan.
Well, the point that I make is that there have been Congress has always been there. I talk about different structural changes that are taking place as a result of the credit crises that they could not get through before, that really unleashed to them, as we are seeing now with all of these nationalizations, the total sum of American taxpayer dollars. And so what we were saying before the break is that there was an organization set up before in 1999 that was only pertained to the group of seven countries. And what they were doing that was a little different in that particular group was it would be comprised of the G7 central bankers, the G7 treasury secretaries, and the G7 regulatory authorities. And so at that point, I thought that all the barriers had been torn down. No. So 10 years later, as a result of many things, we are in a major credit crisis, which I sincerely believe has been caused. You know, when the various powerful international banks refuse to buy each other's investment paper or bonds, whatever you want to call it, the truth of the matter is that action alone can cause a major credit crisis. And even in the history of America, we have had several times in which, back in the 1860s or 70s, we had a major panic. I think it was 1878. And it was caused by the national banks at that time stopping credit between or for the farmer, the manufacturer, the individual, to show how much power they had at that time. And so the point is that the structural changes that are being made are absolutely major. They are the final barriers. They constitute the final barrier between the countries of the world. How else could you get all of the national regulatory barriers of each country to fall unless you cause a major credit crisis or a major financial and economic situation like the one we are facing worldwide? Now, having said that, we had, as you know, last fall, we had the Group of 20 meet in Washington, D.C. I tried to get press credentials. It was a closed meeting White House press and invited press only. Then they went to London in March, and in London they absolutely came to huge, major structural changes that include a $1.1 trillion empowerment of the International Monetary Fund, as well as changing this financial stability forum. They said, wow, it didn't do what it was supposed to do. You know, we're going to give it more teeth. We're going to enlarge it to the G20 countries, and we're going to change the name to the Financial Stability Board. And so we're seeing a number of empowerments among the international organizations that operate on a global basis. So what we have working above the nation state is we have the Bank for International Settlements, which is where all the central banks meet. We have the Financial Stability Forum, which is the organization now that will be in charge of monitoring the, well, you could call it, I believe, it is a Global Security and Exchange Commission. We have an organization that was set up in 1973 called the International Organization of Security Commissions, IOSCO, and that is like a United Nations of security and exchange chairman, like the SEC. We then had, and you see very interestingly, at the end of the 90s, in 1998, they set up an organization called the International Organization of Security, of Insurance Supervisors, IAIS. So all of the different countries of the world, the insurance supervisors meet in Basel. Then in 1999, they set up the Financial Stability Forum. Then in 2002, they set up the International Association of Deposit Insurers, which is like a United Nations of FDICs meeting around the world. So on the international level at the Bank for International Settlements, we now have four major organizations that are global that have their secretariat at the Bank for International Settlements, with the exception of IOSCO. They're in Spain. But so you have stock exchanges, you have insurance, you have regulators, and you have deposit insurers such as the FDIC, all globalized, all meeting at the Bank for International Settlements.
And I think that people need to know the Bank for International Settlements in Basel, Switzerland, is the central banker's central bank that coordinates all the action of these privately owned central bankers, owned by people of fabulous wealth. And, of course, then this is the center of their activities, the BIS, or Bank for International Settlement. Go right ahead.
Oh, absolutely. So this is what we have. We have this growing infrastructure, and in order to give this infrastructure at the Bank for International Settlements teeth, they have to change the whole structure of the world from a banking, from a insurance, from a mortgage standpoint, and also from a stock exchange standpoint. And Timothy Geithner is in the process of implementing a document, a blueprint that Hank Paulson put in place back in March of, it was released in March of 2007. It's called the Blueprint for a Modernized Financial Regulatory Structure, and it is everything it says it is. It is a blueprint, and little by little, when you take a look at the old Federal Reserve, if I can use that phrase, the old Federal Reserve was in charge of a portion. They had control of a portion of our banking system, all the commercial banks. And the blueprint, basically, in fact, the Washington Post had a headline about how within the next week or so there's going to be hearings on Capitol Hill with regard to changing the banking charter of the United States. Now, what they want to do is expand the banking charter so that credit unions, state banks, state chartered banks, and thrifts are now under come under the same umbrella as the commercial banks. You know, so in other words, there will be no independent organization, financial organization in America in which we can go to that is not under the control of the Federal Reserve. Currently, credit unions are not, or state chartered banks or thrifts are not under the oversight and the domain and the jurisdiction of the Federal Reserve. This
but I think it's what's so
major.
Important for people to understand is the Federal Reserve is a privately owned structure, financial structure, which, of course, never been audited. People don't really know who the power is working behind the Federal Reserve System, and it's extra government. But now it's going to take over the whole banking system, so now you're going to put the whole banking system, all the small banks, everything under the control of this little group, and they are selectively destroying the small banks. FDIC is going in and deciding which one of the small banks are going to take out and sell to their buddies, the other big banks. And you're seeing we've already lost 35, 40 banks so far this year. We're going to probably lose 100 this year, a couple of hundred next year. And what you're doing is centralizing the financial power of the world in the hands of an ever-decreasing number of people. And the difficulty is when the bank goes down, when a small bank goes down, the stockholders, the bondholders, they lose everything, and it's a transfer of wealth to the people with big bucks. We're seeing the greatest transfer of wealth in all recorded history taking place right today. Go right ahead, Joan.
Oh, absolutely. And the bottom line is, Dr. Stan, there's been no invasion. There are no black helicopters. There are no tanks. There are no guns. There is only the imbalance of power between the Federal Reserve and our Congress. I mean, this is very, very serious. What happened in September and October when Congress was basically hoodwinked, blackmailed, coerced into passing the TARP money, and there are many rumors that all that TARP money was nothing but payoffs. The truth of the matter is, at that point, they gave the Treasury Secretary, Hank Paulson, who asked for special power for emergency reasons, and I remember watching that particular hearing, and both the congressmen and the senators were very clearly questioning Hank Paulson. He said, oh, he said, I won't use it unless there is a serious emergency, and they got his word of honor and everything, and then they gave away the entire country, i.e. the kitchen sink. They gave him that emergency power, and the truth of the matter is, 11 days later, he nationalized 9 international banks, like Bank of America and Goldman Sachs and the rest of them, to the tune of $250 billion.
And they didn't want the money, and they didn't need the money. He had to actually put them in a room, lock the door, and tell them they wouldn't get out until they agreed to accept the money. He kept saying these banks had to have the money, and it was all a lie. They created this whole thing, this whole crisis, to expand the power of this small little group of people. Hank Paulson comes from the Council on Foreign Relations, comes from the Bilderbergers. I mean, he is one of the elite that rule the world. Former CEO of Goldman Sachs.
Yes. Dr. Stan, it's really, and then we should mention that Geithner was a protege of Robert Rubin and Larry Summers, and Robert Rubin is the co-chair of the Council on Foreign Relations.
And, of course, Robert Rubin was the chairman of Goldman Sachs as well, so...
That's right.
This is one little group of people that really run the world.
That's right. That's absolutely right. And maybe this is too much, you know, maybe people can't fathom this. Maybe, you know, so we say there's a small group of people who literally won the world and they're destroying America. I mean, you know, if you're not being affected right now, this is not going to mean anything to you.
Well, it will down the line. We'll be back in just a moment with Joan Vion right here. American Freedom Network.
Hi, this is Phil with WolfAutoGroup.com. We sell new, used trucks, cars, ATVs. We love to barter, horse trade. You know, your valuable things for ours. We also have many willing lenders to finance any difference left over to make your payoff on your automobile. Try us. We will trade for your valuable goods. WolfAutoGroup.com. Local number 303-931-9096. Talk to Mr. Wolf personally for the best location to serve you. Thank you.
11 years ago, when my uncle started the Patriot Trading Group, gas was 75 cents a gallon, we were running an alleged budget surplus, and the total national debt was $5 trillion, and the government was forecasting the debt would be eliminated by 2010. And I thought my uncle was a wacko with tinfoil on his head. Well, I own tech stocks certain to become a millionaire before the millennium rolled over. Since then, the debt has doubled, jobs are heading overseas, and 100,000 people have joined Eric with tinfoil on their heads. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President for the Patriot Trading Group, and as gold and silver have doubled and even tripled during the first 11 years, the issues facing this country over the next 11 years look far worse. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. We offer all forms of gold, silver, platinum, and palladium, shipped and delivered at the most competitive prices in the country. Call us, 800-951-0592, or check out our website at allamericangold.com. And remember, you don't need to have tinfoil to own gold and silver.
In all criminal prosecutions, the accused shall enjoy the right to a speedy and public trial by an impartial jury of the state and district wherein the crime shall have been committed, which district shall have been previously ascertained by law, and to be informed of the nature and cause of the accusation, to be confronted with the witnesses against him, to have compulsory process for obtaining witnesses in his favor, and to have the assistance of counsel for his defense. Article 6 of the Bill of Rights.
A prom or graduation should never be ruined by a drunk driver. Someone who has overdone it should never attempt to drive after a party. Don't let it be your child. Make this a time that's safe for everyone. That message courtesy of Elizabeth Locker Plant Incorporated at 366 Grant Street in Elizabeth, specializing in naturalized aged beef and pork and complete custom processing. For the highest quality, call Elizabeth Locker Plant at 688-2240. That's 688-2240. They've been serving our area since 1943, and the Hunsley family are on the air because they care.
There was a man sent from God whose name was John. This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of the light. That was the true light which gives light to every man coming into the world. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 6 through 9.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning, Joan Vion. We're talking about her DVD, When the Central Banks Rule the World. Joan, would you like to get your website out and tell people how they can get in touch with you?
Yes. The website is womensgroup.org, W-O-M-E-N-S-G-R-O-U-P, womensgroup.org. We include men, too, because M-E-N is right in the middle of woman. Womensgroup.org. The phone number is 301-371-0541, 301-371-0541.
All right, fine. Will you go ahead and pick up the story about when the corporations, I should say, when the central banks rule the world?
Absolutely. We were talking about the blueprint. I just want to finish for a moment. We talked about the fact that Congress is going to be holding hearings within a week or so to move all of the credit unions, state-chartered banks, and thrifts under the entire commercial banking system, which means the Federal Reserve will have total control over them. But they're not stopping there. The insurance industry, thank you, AIG, that was a real piece of work, you know. AIG is a global insurance company. They do insurance in all 50 states as well as around the world. And they were founded by Hank Greenberg, who is an insider. And it was most interesting, a year before this happened, there was some kind of embarrassment to Hank Greenberg, and he was forced to step down as chairman of the board. What a great exit. Absolutely. His hands are so clean. They're so black, it's not even funny. Well, anyway, they want us to think that. And so anyway, AIG, through the bankruptcy of AIG, what they want to do, the Federal Reserve, what the blueprint calls for, is instead of every state controlling and giving license for life insurance, property and casualty, fire insurance, flood insurance, whatever kind of insurance it is, they want that to be moved, of course, to the Federal Reserve.
Now, this is a private organization. People have to understand this is a privately owned central bank. It is not owned by the government. It's not that the, you know, the government controls the Federal Reserve. The Federal Reserve controls the government. And that's what few people understand. And now this private group, which is not answerable, I mean, they may appear before Congress, but they laugh at the congressmen because they control them. They bribe them. They give them money. I mean, they give them $150 billion to change their vote for the TARP legislation. $150 billion in bribes bought 55 votes. That's $2.7 billion for congressmen, honorable congressmen. You know, the honorable so-and-so, you know. 55 of them accepted each $2.7 billion for their vote on the TARP legislation to give Hank Greenberg $700 billion. Go right ahead.
Oh, my. You know, we can't fathom this. We just think that as long as the garbage is picked up every day, as long as our grass gets mowed, as long as we have a job of some kind, that everything's hunky-dory. But the truth of the matter is, these people, by the time they are done, will be able to jerk your chain so fast, it'll make your head spin. If you think that you are not affected, I've got great news for you. Our whole world is in the process of a major change from which we will never get out from under if our Congress gives the Federal Reserve any more power. This is so heinous. You say, well, I pay my mortgage on time. No. By the time they get done and they have control of all the mortgages, access to mortgages, not that they don't now, they can, if they don't like what you say and you have a mortgage, you know, you might find yourself with your mortgage being called and nobody willing to lend you money. And I'm not saying I know this. I'm saying there are all kinds of things that can happen. This can be personalized very fast and very quick. This can become the most political tool ever in the hands of a private corporation. So let's talk for a moment about what people should do. First of all, you need to get down on your hands and knees and tell the Lord that you are sorry for your sins, that you need Him to lead, guide, and direct your life, and to start giving you wisdom as to how to proceed and what to do. Depending on the amount of debt you have, I would get rid of all 25 to 35% interest credit cards. There was a time when only the mafia charged that kind of interest. But now it's common practice. So if Saks Fifth Avenue and Lord & Taylor and whatever other Macy's and JCPenney's, whatever other groups are out there, and people have a credit card debt to those organizations and they're paying 25 or 35%, cut up the card. Cut up the card. Start going to yard sales. The truth of the matter is that these companies, if they haven't figured out that they are in great jeopardy of going bye-bye because the average person is being screwed through usurious mafia interest rates, they deserve it. So, stop charging. Stop charging. Stop using your credit card. Tear it up. Now, you say, I don't have any money. Well, if your money is in any kind of retirement fund, honey, we ain't going to be retiring. So you just take that money out, and you start paying down debt. After you're done with your credit card, you have to take a look at your mortgage. And this is not the best time to sell a house, but God sells houses. He just happens to be in the real estate business. Okay? If you need to, you put your house up for sale. God will bring a buyer along. In fact, at church we had a testimony of a couple. They had a rental piece of property. Their renter had to move out. They couldn't find a new renter. They didn't have enough to carry the rental piece. It went into foreclosure. And on the day that it was supposed to foreclose, God brought a buyer. Now, that's the kind of world we live in, and that's the kind of God we have, and the kind of God we want to serve. So, I'm not kidding. Debt, and I look at history. I look at what they've done over the last 10 years. We had Y2K. We had the crash of the NASDAQ. We had, and the crash of the NASDAQ, I think, had to be a precursor for what's happening now. We had the 9/11. George Bush said, central bank's going to make money available. Go out, spend, help America, stay strong. Well, a lot of people said, wow, I can afford the huge house. Well, now they're stuck. The huge house. How many people want the huge house? One of the things that Obama recommended the other day is a flat tax. I've been waiting for this to come back around the bend for 5, 6, 7 years. George Bush tried to float the idea of a flat tax, and it didn't go anywhere.
We'll
Obama's
be back here
now
in
saying
just,
we don't even have enough money.
We'll be back here in just a moment here. The American Freedom Network. Ladies and gentlemen, we're in real trouble. America we've known has ceased to exist.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343. Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more because you've found Bio Superfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural Bio Superfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
A female listener to KHNC is looking for two female roommates, preferably 45 years and up. She has available one bedroom with cable TV and all utilities included for $440, and a one bedroom no cable, all utilities included for $425. Shared extra large bathroom, fenced yard, and pets are negotiable. Call 970-667-0710. That's 970-667-0710. Large living room, family room, and great neighbors.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
Well, I stand here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning, Joan Vian, the last segment of our program. Joan, you go right ahead.
Well, I was talking about how a person needs to take a look at everything. the bottom line, if you want to be spared a lot of pain, is get out of debt. Get out of debt. We have been led into the mouth of the lion. Only God, through his son Jesus, is going to help you get out of your mess. And that's where you need to turn. So the message that I have is repent, get out of debt. If you have to sell your house, sell your house. If you, you know, I had a lady friend, almost fainted. She told me they didn't have a car anymore. I said, what happened? She said, well, we ran into some financial troubles, and we needed to sell our car to live, and that's what we did. You know? We just really need to show these people, you know, how can we break the central bank hold? Get out of debt. Don't buy at their stores. Don't charge at their stores. And use all your assets to pay your current debt off. That's how we get out from under them. That's how we break them. That's how we do it. The other thing we do is we become very well informed. Absolutely, very well informed. The truth of the matter is that it is an ignorant person that becomes foolish. So I would say that you have Dr. Stan's books, you have this video, you have other resources. Share them, buy them, become knowledgeable, help other people, because the truth of the matter is nobody is going to not be affected. You know, there are people who've sold their soul, and they think that because they've sold their soul and they've done whatever these evil people told them to do, maybe they were vice president or secretary treasurer or head of a department, many of those people are gone. Truth of the matter is they sold their soul and they weren't protected. You know, people do all kinds of things because they think it'll help them. And the truth of the matter is these people are so evil and so wicked, it's not going to help anybody but themselves. So we are at a very serious juncture, not only in the history of the United States, but in the history of the world. There is and has been a very powerful financial banking entity that was set up in 1930. My goodness, it's 79 years old. I mean, that's a lot of years old, and they've done a lot of manipulating and maneuvering. We have now at the BIS, the stock exchanges, the insurance supervisors, the regulators, and FDIC. They're all being globalized. All of the new international regulatory laws that Obama has pledged to the Queen and to the G20 that the U.S. is going to do, they're on fast track. They are on fast track. If you thought the WTO was fast track, you wait. This is going to be real fast track, because if they don't, if they think they gave up something last September, October, and the market dropped 45%, this market can drop 80% overnight if Congress doesn't do what they want them to do. So you need to know the day. You need to know the hour. You need to be informed. And you need to put your life and your finances and your future in God's hands, because that is the only way. And I'm talking, you know, many people use the word God. Let me define God. The Lord God, creator of heaven and earth. The God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, that God. So we need to put our life in the hands of Elohim, of El Shaddai, whatever Jehovah. We need to put our hands, our life in his hands, and allow him to lead, guide, and direct in this day and age. There is no more flex time anymore. We're down to the nitty-gritty. We are down to the bottom line. This is it. The train has come. Like Corrie Ten Boom said to her father, how will I know what to do? What will happen when, if the Germans should ever come and find us? And he said, when you go on a trip is when you get the ticket. You don't buy a ticket until you go on a trip. We need to buy the ticket. Jesus is that ticket.
It's interesting. We carry that book, The Hiding Place by Carrie Ten Boom. We think it's an important book for every Christian to read at this time. So if you haven't read it or you need another copy, get it. Corrie Ten Boom, The Hiding Place. And remember, you don't get the ticket for the trip until you're ready to go on the trip. And certainly we are going to have to be prepared for very difficult times that lie ahead, but God will lead the way. And because there really are powerful spiritual forces behind this central bank effort to bring about a world government. It's a plan that's been around for thousands of years, and it's coming to fulmination as we live. These are exciting times, aren't they, Joan?
They are. They're very exciting times. And they are exciting times to watch God as he leads, guides, and directs, as he opens doors, as he closes doors, because you see, that's how we should have been living all along, is a spirit-led life.
Well, unfortunately, we were willing to sacrifice everything from materialism, you know, the idea that he who has the most toys wins, and of course, that's not really the way the world should be run. It should be, you know, our serving the Lord, doing what we should, and living our lives under his guidance rather than what we want to do. Well, the world's in rebellion against God. They've taken God and prayer out of our schools. They've destroyed the faith of two generations of our children. They've known exactly what they've done. They've turned America from a Christian nation into a godless nation. And when Barack Obama went to Turkey recently, he said, America is not a Christian nation. Well, he may not be a Christian, he may hate Christianity, but America was founded by Christians under the concepts of freedom under God. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. That was one of the resounding calls that went out when our country was founded. No Lord but Lord Jesus. We were founded by Christians under Christian precepts, and Barack Obama has repudiated that concept internationally. God bless you, Joan. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you. God bless you.
Every year, a prom or graduation is ruined by an intoxicated driver. Parents, talk to your young adults about the dangers and consequences of driving under the influence of drugs or alcohol. Remember, celebrating safely creates happy memories for everyone. This message from Jambalaya is you'll enjoy excellent food, beverages, plus top service while you're there. Enjoy the specials listed on their complete menu. They're open hours that are convenient for you, so stop by soon for that family treat. That's Jambalaya's at 109 Colorado Avenue in Moreno. Bring all your friends and family in before graduation or call ahead for large or special orders or parties. Donna and staff are proud of our graduates. Got a home project in mind but no idea what kind of tools and equipment you'll need? No worry. Grand Rental Station has knowledgeable, friendly consultants to walk you through the process. The Grand Rental staff of experts will guide you through selecting the right equipment, teaching you how to use it safely and correctly, and suggestions on how to achieve professional results. Give the staff of professionals a call today in Loveland. 970-669-3866. That's 970-669-3866. Rent the equipment. Keep the advice. Grand Rental Station. Don't forget to tell them the KH&Z sent you, and you appreciate the support of this station. 970-669-3866.
There was a man sent from God whose name was John. This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of the light. That was the true light which gives light to every man coming into the world. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 6 through 9.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and I hope you enjoyed our conversation with Joan. Joan, you've gone, haven't you? Yeah, she has. Well, we do carry her DVD. We think it's important when the
when the central banks rule the world, and certainly this goes along with everything we've been talking about. Central banks tie into this Brotherhood of Darkness we've written about. If you'd like to get her DVD, When the Central Banks Rule the World, or my book on the Brotherhood of Darkness, or a CD on the Brotherhood of Darkness, I should say DVD on the Brotherhood of Darkness, they are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. This whole financial collapse we're witnessing today, with all the suffering and certainly loss of jobs and homes that's coming about, it's all planned, it's all contrived by these same people. They know exactly what they're doing. Their ultimate goal is world chaos and world government. And, Chris, my talk on the financial Armageddon gives you the background on that. It's available on DVD. There's a syllabus that goes with this that includes really the famous speeches you need to hear. And you'll never, of course, see them referred to. Andrew Jackson's farewell address, speeches by Congressman McFadden, who headed the House Banking Committee, Wright Patman, who headed the House Finance Committee, Alan Greenspan's article on gold and freedom, classic to understand what's going on today and what they don't want you to understand. We even include in the syllabus the letter that President Roosevelt wrote to Colonel House in 1933, where he said, as you and I both know, why financial elements have owned the American government since the days of Andrew Jackson. And I'm not specifically including the regime of Woodrow Wilson. And we're going to see this whole battle carried out today, even at a larger level. That was 1933, when FDR was pitted against the major banks, without realizing, of course, that his closest friend, Colonel House, was their agent, and he himself was being manipulated. And this is what's happened over and over again, as they manipulate people in Washington, D.C., and, of course, some of them, of course, are willing agents, or certainly simply do what they are told because they get large financial compensation, and when they get out of government, they get comfortable jobs working for the corporations or working certainly for the banking industry when they leave Congress. What happened to Alan Greenspan when he left the job as head of the Federal Reserve System? Why, he went to work as a consultant for the Deutsche Bank. He went to work for the consultant for PIMCO, which is a large hedge fund. And you know, when all the other hedge funds were losing money, when of course the subprime mortgage business collapsed, PIMCO, which was getting information from Alan Greenspan, the architect of this whole thing, they made billions of dollars because he told them what was going to happen, because he knew it was going to happen. But of course we couldn't let the average American realize what was going to happen, and most of them lost half their money in the stock market. Well, the stock market's going up again, and oh my goodness, the good times are coming back. Or, ladies and gentlemen, it's not true. We're in for some terrible, terrible times. Let me suggest you get our information. We gave a talk 3 years ago called Financial Tsunami, available on DVD, and, of course, with a syllabus and my talk, The Financial Armageddon, our latest talk, vitally important for you to understand what is going on today. Our number, 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927, our webpage, radioliberty.com, where you can hear our programs 9 hours a day for America. Please pray for Radio Liberty. Until tomorrow, may the Lord be with you.
Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
have a party, wedding, graduation, summer reunion, backyard birthday, or a backyard get-together to plan, we'll make sure that occasion is extra special and find all of your party needs at Grand Rental Station. Don't go anywhere else for your canopies, chairs, tables, bounce houses, and duck tanks. Grand Rental Station has it all. When planning your next event, be sure to add Grand Rental Station staff of expert consultants.